You're listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. This is the No-Fi Field Guide.
Little baby, yeah. And only you. No, 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 no. Please, please don't cry. One of these mountains, we're gonna get up. Oh yeah. We're gonna ride. Oh no, there ain't nothing is gonna harm you, touch you, baby, yeah, yeah. You know why? 'Cause your daddy and your mommy, he is gonna be staying.
knocks it back there. Trying to go down on the ball to hold them up. The All Black forwards press on the top of it. Edwards on the right. He's got it up now to Gerald Davis. It's a try. Gerald Davis, a try in the corner. What a great opening. What a great opening for the Lions. Magnificent opening by them. And that one was Gerald Davis running on the right. My word, how he got through there, I don't know. He was in the tackle, but he managed to reach out and force the ball down just in the nick of time as the cover defence was across there. 9 minutes gone, and the Lions in front by 6 points to 0. With Johnny gives us no time to write anything down. Coming in for the conversion attempt now. Has he got it on target? They're watching it. They take the upright and bounce over.
Repeated in songs, in poems, in movies. And only now, in the twilight of the wolves' time on this planet, are we leaving behind the myths and the folk tales and learning some facts about the wolf and one or two things about his language. He once roamed the continent, filling his role in the wilderness. Then man showed up. Always, and the pattern never changes, man moves into the wolf's territory. When man arrived, he destroyed the wolf's natural prey, the buffalo, the moose, the caribou. He changed the habitat of the wolf and the wolf's prey, and he turned the lands over to his own defenseless beasts, the cow and the horse, sheep and goat. The wolf adapts. He kills and eats the only prey available to him, man's livestock.
Ha.